Legacy. What do you consider your most significant achievements in the field of urban mobility, and what legacy would you like to leave for the city? Because I understand you also do more than, or you did more than urban mobility. You also helped with urban designing. I went to your website. Could you share some memorable moments from your journey in Brussels politics that highlights the transformative impact of shared mobility on the city? Because doing some research, I saw that you were also known, far outside of Belgium, for the things you have done. So, could you maybe share some achievements that you are proud of, that you would like to be remembered as, for the building of
Yeah, the
Brussels?
whole transformation of a city for cars to a city for people, and the fact that we made biking popular in Brussels and cycling popular in Brussels, and the whole investment in the public transport, and especially also the change in public space, how important public space is in a city, not only the squares but also the piétonnier, this big car-free street in the center of Brussels. It's my kid, and I was one of the people very strong behind it. That was one of the reasons I went in politics. One of the first interviews I gave was about that street. So I think this whole change of Brussels and pushing it forward, but also the image of Brussels in the world. I did city marketing tour of Brussels. It's a bit less known, but it is important also the way we sell Brussels abroad. And I think we did a major change in that too. We started, it's not finished yet. It's only the beginning. I'm proud of that too. And just so many things. I made also youth theater in Brussels, the Bronx. I did the main library in Brussels. There are so many things that I've done. And I went in politics to change things. And I'm not gone because I will go back
Yes,
in March.
you
I will represent myself in June next year. But it's amazing, for me that I've been able and a real honor to do these things, because I as a politician, or me as a politician, I go in politics to change things, not for being there. Some people go in politics to be there for the status. No, not me. I went in politics to change things. I got a lot of beaten up because, I think I often speak what I think, and then you are an easy target for other people, and but when I look back at the last 20 years, I can say together with other people, I've changed the city, and that gives a good feeling. And now it's time to continue my work, maybe less on mobility, maybe other areas. There's still so much to do in Brussels and so many challenges that have to be taken up. And I think I've been known too as someone who stay focused, who works, who got things done, who moves forward, a lot of energy. I hope that the people after the elections in June 2024 will be giving me a mandate to continue to do so in whatever function it might be. So we'll see, and I hope I can do that.
It's actually quite inspiring that after all these decades of politics that you are still, I can see when you're talking about politics that you're really excited to actually come back and work for the people and change. It feels like you're not done yet and you have a lot of things that you still want to do. So yeah, you are very excited about the work laying ahead. Actually, on your official website, you outline a vision for a more sustainable, accessible, and interconnected Brussels. Could you expand on some specific projects or strategies that you have in mind to achieve these goals and make Brussels a more livable city in the coming years? So you envision places your vision places a strong emphasis on community engagement, the collaborations with different stakeholders, like successful community-driven initiatives. Do you have some examples of these initiatives that you want to achieve?
Brussels is a city where 70% of the people living here are foreign born or having parents that are foreign born or grandparents that are foreign born, which means that for us, it's very important to build together this city. It's an international city by definition. It's also a young city, And so what I think that we have to do, one of the, it's a completely other area than mobility, is to build this feeling of being a Brusselaire, which is there now, something new, to continue to do that. But the big challenge of Brussels will also to be to the governance of the city. It's too complicated with the region, the municipalities, and all these other organs. It has to be simplified, less politicians, more people responsible for things. It's too much ping pong between politicians right now. It's another issue that we will tackle. And another issue that we have to tackle is the whole climate change and how we make the city ready for torrential rains, how with potential drought periods, that means putting much more trees in the streets, much more green in the streets. That means that we have to, the way we build, change that a lot, the way that people live. So the way we insulate homes, and it's a big challenge because one out of the three people living in Brussels are poor and they don't have the money to insulate their homes, but they have to do it because if they don't do it, it's bad for the climate, but it's also bad for their energy prices. So I think the government has to intervene and give rentless loans to these people, and that the government should say, we are going to renovate quarter by quarter neighborhoods in order to insulate the homes. It's necessary. So there are big challenges ahead. And I think one of the big issues is that on a governance based, we are not ready for that. So the city has to be more effective in the way it is being governed.
Okay, so those are some initiatives that you are looking to tackle when you introduce yourself in June. I hope
clearly.
You will be able to continue doing your
work.
Thank
you very much for your support.
Where does this love for Brussels comes actually? Because you are from Flanders, but when I, you know, when I hear you talk about Brussels, it's like, you know, Brusselaire, like you said, you know, you're part of Brussels. You love Brussels. I can see it's the same when I was talking to Mr. Koen Kennis, when he was talking about Antwerp, the amazing restaurants and then the museums. You could tell that he's very passionate about his city and that he really wants to make a change. And I have the same feeling when I'm talking to you about Brussels. I can really see that you are part of the city, that you love the city, that you love being in the city, that you love talking about the city, and that you genuinely want to improve the city because you live in the city and you want it to be a great city to live in. So where does this love come from?
I don't know. I guess it is, you know, I'm living here now for 28 years in the city. So I've chosen to live here. We are perfectly imperfect, you know. Brussels is perfectly imperfect. And I would never like to live in a museum. And Brussels is a little bit a combination of a little bit rude, a bit it's unfinished, but at the same time, it has so much charm and the diversity. And yeah, it's just the love of the place. And you, after 28 years, you settle down, you feel like it's home. And I would never go back to the countryside where I'm coming from, actually. And at the time, 28 years ago, I had to decide because I wanted to leave the countryside and to live in a city. And I was doubting a little bit between Brussels and Antwerp because I lived near Antwerp. I studied in Antwerp. And Antwerp is also a wonderful city. But I chose for Brussels. I chose Brussels at the time because it's a bigger city, an international city. It's something more different. And I didn't want to commute because then if I had chosen Antwerp, I had to commute every day because I worked in Brussels. So I never regretted the choice, but there was a love to, as you say it, to make the city better. And when you travel, which I do, you see so many examples of other cities who are doing great stuff. And then I always had the feeling I want to do this in Brussels too. So it's a combination of love and energy to do something with that love. And that's the reason why I accepted 20 years ago to go back to politics, because I always said I didn't want to be in politics anymore. Actually, I don't like politics. And but
you've been in for a long time.
Yeah, it's the way to change things. So, and I've always said, as long as I can change things, I will be there. So, and as you said, I feel the story is not finished yet, but maybe on another track to work for the cities and for the city. And so we will see the coming months. It will be exciting, the time, and see what the people of Brussels think about it. So
I will watch from the sideline, and I hope you will get
Thank you.
elected again. I'm pretty sure about that. To kind of like end this podcast interview, thank you very much for the time. We have many listeners, not only from Belgium but also from outside of Belgium, who are mobility politicians or regulators who are also tackling the mobility issue, which is a quite a difficult issue. Is there a message that you would like to give to these people who are still struggling with some mobility issues that you maybe might have resolved through your career of many decades? What would you say? What would you tell to these people as a message or advice to achieve good mobility?
Let people dream, stay focused, don't give up, and deliver. Because the proof in the pudding is always in eating it, or the cake is always in eating it. So deliver on time. And when the project is good, don't be afraid to realize it. But in democracy, it's clear. When you're wrong, people won't vote for you. When you're right, they will vote for you. So dare, lead. That's what I say. And be ready to get beatings. When you work for the long term and the short term, you will be beaten up. But that's unfortunately probably part of the thing to change society. And you
Thank you.
can. If you want, you can.
That's a great way to end this podcast. Thank you very much for
Thank
your
you.
time.
My
And
pleasure.
I'm looking forward to the next steps of your journey in politics and in Brussels. So thank you very much, Pascal Smets.
Thank you.